From the beautiful Finger Lakes region of upstate New York, this is the Dental Lighthouse Podcast. We take questions from anyone in the dental profession and discuss what it takes to win not only in dentistry, but in life. Business, leadership, relationships, parenting, health and wellness, money management, nothing is off limits on the Dental Lighthouse Podcast. I'm Jason Tenori, your host, and have over 20 years of experience to pull from. Learn from my mistakes and let me help you collapse time so you can become the best version of yourself. The program has five basic tenets. The first one is you need to take a photograph of yourself every day, typically something revealing, so you can see the visual benefits of the program. The second part is reading 10 pages every day of a professional development, personal development book, or as my wife likes to call it, a self-help book. Jason, you're reading another one of your self-help books. The third component is some type of eating program that is based in health and wellness. It doesn't necessarily have to be keto or high protein or Atkins or whatever. Just something that makes sense. So for me, because I'm preparing for a bodybuilding competition, I chose to eat very clean in a calorie deficit with a certain amount of protein. The other part of that eating component is no alcohol and no sweets. So that's the third component. The fourth component is a gallon of water every day, which in and of itself is extremely challenging. And then the fifth component, which is probably the most challenging, is two workouts per day, each one 45 minutes, with one of them needing to be outdoors. And as many of you know, living in upstate New York and choosing to do this program starting on January 15th, that in and of itself was quite challenging. But without going into a long dissertation, I just want to unpack a little bit about what I've learned, what I've accomplished, and what I'll continue to do moving forward. This is way more of a mental health challenge than it is a physical health challenge. Even though there have been some tremendous physical benefits, having the discipline or developing the discipline of every day, realizing that there are five non-negotiables that have to be accomplished, really has taught Kara and I and our whole group that's done this with us on next level in terms of willpower and determination, and not having these inner conversations with yourself about, well, maybe I can just do that tomorrow, or maybe I can just push that off until the end of the week. The reality is there's no conversation. Like, you're doing it or you're not accomplishing the program. And if the program is important enough to you, or if getting to day 75 and you wanting to wear that badge on your chest is important enough to you, then every single day you accomplish these five things. And there were many days where I wanted to go to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then I realized I haven't done my reading yet, or I still need to get my workout in. And you have to then make a choice. There's a little bitch voice that Andy Frischella uses, that term, little bitch voice, that starts to resonate in your head. And that voice says, you know, Jason, it's cool. Just get it done tomorrow. Just read 20 pages tomorrow instead of 10 pages tonight. And sometimes I would entertain listening to that little voice, but you can't. You just have to mute that voice and you just have to get shit done. So first and foremost, it's taught me willpower, discipline, and it's checked the box for me that if I say I'm going to do something, I now have the track record that I can do it and I've done it. And I will pull on that lesson in the future, where if there's situations that I just don't want to do this, if I know it's in my best interest, I know I've developed the willpower to do it. That's the first thing. The second thing is, what will I continue to do? Well, our outdoor workouts were 90% of the time were walks or rucks with Kara and I. And we've developed a level of intimacy with each other via those walks that I could not even begin to describe for you guys before this program started. So without question, I've come to realize how important it is for me to connect with Kara on a daily basis. And without question, I will continue to do that in some capacity. It may not be 45 minutes every day, but it will be every day for some period of time, just to connect away from the chaos of our kids and our house and our in my business and my friends, and then just be with her talking about things as simple as what's on your plate for today to as complicated as how do we want to celebrate your 50th birthday next year, and having the time and the capacity to unpack those conversations was such a blessing. So we will continue to do that in some capacity. I've always been a voracious reader, so I will definitely continue to do that. I love to read Kara's described self-help books. The ones that I've read that really resonated with me and I'll continue to read were Daniel Sullivan and Benjamin Hardy books. I really got a lot out of those books. And then I did read a Dave Ramsey book that he highly recommended called Thou Shall Prosper, which was deep. It was complicated. It was not an easy read. But I'm glad that I read through it. But if you're new to the self-improvement, personal development space, the Benjamin Hardy, Dan Sullivan books are a great, great place to start. I will not drink a gallon of water every day, but I could see myself going to a half gallon to three quarters of a gallon, much more manageable. The worst part of this whole program was not getting your water in by noon and then being up most of the night peeing. That does not bode well for sleep quality. So I will alter that. And I will continue to work out often and aggressively, probably not every day, but I do love strength training. So I'll continue that probably 4 to 5 times per week. I will not take selfies of myself in a revealing way, but I will continue to take selfies with my wife, typically when we're done with our walk. So that's it. Overall, I would strongly encourage you to consider it. It's hard, hence the name. If what I've just described is something that you're not ready for, then you do you. Do 75 medium, do 75 easy. And what does that mean? Well, you define that. So 75 medium could be one workout a day. It could mean a half gallon of water a day. It could mean 5 pages of reading a day. It could mean 6 days of clean eating with a cheat day. It doesn't matter. As long as whatever you come up with is a little bit better than what you're doing now, then it'll work for you. So 75 hard was the next step for me based on the lifestyle that I was leading. But it may be too much for you. So come up with your own version, become 1% better and reach out if you are struggling with it, or if you need some motivation, or if you have some questions on different ways that you can tweak the program. But for Kara and I, it was such a blessing. It really resonated with us, and it really helped us improve who we are and who we're possibly going to become. So that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That wraps up another episode of the Dental Lighthouse Podcast. You have a choice today. Choose to be a lighthouse. Lighthouses are powerful and steadfast. They are beacons of light for others to reference when life gets turbulent. Go out into the world today and become a lighthouse for someone. Give more than you get. True joy comes from serving others. Start today. I'm Jason Tenorio, your host. Thank you for listening to the Dental Lighthouse Podcast. For more information, podcast show notes, or links to anything that we have discussed today, please check out our website, thedentallighthouse.com. We would love to hear from you. If you would like to get on the show, please email us at podcast@thedentallighthouse.com.